We're doing the Netziv's Haskama, the Netziv's letter of approval for the Chafetz Chaim's work, Avat Chesed. And the Netziv says like this, I've seen the work of the Tzaddik of Life, the rabbi, the genius who is so sharp and he's got such great breadth of knowledge, he's done such great actions, the one who's exalted with praise, Rav Yisrael Meir HaKoin, may his candle give light, that he is from the leftovers that God calls to give light like the stars, the way for those that seek life, he is teaching this way in the masses. And he's composed many works that are of great use, and these works are good even for the great rabbis who excel in Torah, and whatever he's begun in the service of his Creator, he's done with a complete heart, and he's done and he's been successful. And now he's seen fit to publish this work, Avat Chesed, to give light to the heart of Israel, to stand on this path of Gmilut Chesed, doing acts of kindness, and to give light to the eyes of those who go in this path of Chesed, so they don't stumble in the different aspects of the mitzvah. And he points out that this mitzvah has a biblical commandment, mitzvah taseh, and when we know this, so then we could not stumble. These two things are contingent on one another. When you know the aspects of the mitzvah, then you don't stumble on it. And I want to explain beyond that. Truthfully, Gmilut Chesed is the sustenance of the world. As the verse says, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. The thing that builds this world is Chesed, kindness. And it is really the obligation of man and what gives man his shape, what makes us unique. And therefore it says in creation, initially it says, when the first two humans were born, it says, she continued to give birth his brother, the Hevel. Why does it say his brother, Hevel? So we've explained, says the Netziv, that it's coming to stress that part of what fashions man, what gives him a unique shape, what makes man unique spiritually, is the concept of brotherhood, the concept that mankind has a connection, we connect to one another by the mere fact that we're all human. And Cain initially behaved that way. He supported his brother from the work of the earth. He supported his brother Hevel, who did not work the land. And therefore, because this concept is a concept that pervades, that goes beyond boundaries, that goes beyond the concept of religion, it is a concept that is the concept of our humanity. Therefore, the nations, even those who are not Jews, are also commanded to do acts of kindness. And the reason why it's not mentioned when we speak about the seven Noahide laws is because the Noahide laws aren't, we don't enumerate the things that they must arise and do. That's how the that's how we can understand, according to those that say that non-Jews also have to procreate, because that's we say it's a proactive mitzvah. You must procreate. It's a proactive mitzvah. You must do acts of kindness. The enumeration of the seven Noahide laws is an enumeration of laws that are not proactive, and therefore the people of Sodom deserve to be wiped out because they didn't want to have any kindness. They didn't want to help the poor that came to their midst. So they removed their shape of humanity. And the sons of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov are warned in their nature to fulfill this mitzvah. We say that the Gemara says there are three signs that connote that one is a member of this nation: if he is merciful, if he has shame, if he does acts of kindness. The Jerusalem Talmud says there are three gifts that God gave the Jewish people: that they are merciful, that they have shame, that they do acts of kindness. And therefore, Yitzhak, our forefather, our patriarch, saw fit when he blessed. He saw, it says, he smelled the smell of his clothing. And our sages say, Bigadav mean his clothing. Bogidav means those that will rebel in its midst. And we've explained that that's going on this concept, the concept that within the people of Israel, everyone is supposed to have these three traits. These are supposed to be our second nature, that we are merciful, that we have shame, and that we do acts of kindness.